Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, as well as what we can look for in our dark island skies. We have the expertise of Christopher Phillips to thank for that information. Hey, Christopher, welcome back.
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. For this week, stargazers, look out for Mars and Jupiter in the morning sky. The moon this week will be passing through its full phase, making stargazing for those faint objects a little tricky.
Now, as we come to the end of the year here with Stargazer, we've got exciting news about some finalists for an upcoming NASA mission.
Yes, NASA is finalizing candidates for its Frontiers mission, and it's been narrowed down to two final missions. The first is a sample return mission to a comet, and the second, and personal favorite of mine, is to send a quadcopter drone to Saturn's moon Titan.
Wow.
Yeah.
And which one are we going to talk about first?
We are going to talk about my favorite, the quadcopter mission.
A flying drone, basically.
It really is, yeah. Except this drone can actually land on the surface as well and even study the surface as well as the atmosphere.
New territory, because in the past, we've only used satellites and other spacecraft to orbit planets, yeah?
Exactly, but they're in orbit. It's nothing like being able to fly through the clouds, which is essentially what this mission will be able to do.
They'll be able to make videos like every single video you see on YouTube now by some guy with a drone that makes it look like some really happening commercially produced thing, but it's really just some dude who sends up a drone in his backyard, but in outer space.
That's the plan, yeah.
What's the time frame?
Well, they're going to decide which mission gets the go-ahead in 2019, so just over a year from now. And liftoff for the mission will probably be around 2024, 2025.
Now the big task is going to be for all the Stargazer listeners to remember this information in 3 years when they announce this thing. It's finally going. And then what's the other bit of information you got?
Well, the second mission is to a comet, and it's essentially to do a sample return, which means they're going to fly a space probe up to a comet, and they're going to land on its surface or send a probe down to the surface to collect some rocks and some samples, and then send that in a capsule back to Earth.
And when would the time frame on this thing be? Is this another one that's so far in the future we probably won't even still have Stargazer when they finally launch the thing?
Yep, again, 2024, 2025.
Oh, wow. It's Christopher Phillips and some stuff to look forward to in the years to come. And we appreciate that today.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you for more Stargazer next week.